Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of U.S. Bancorp, ticker symbol USB. If you're a long-term investor looking to understand the ins and outs of one of the largest regional banks in the United States, you're in the right place. We'll cover everything from their financial performance to valuation, recent stock trends, and even a detailed SWOT analysis. So grab a coffee, hit that like button, and let's get started on this deep dive into U.S. Bancorp. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. U.S. Bancorp is a heavyweight in the financial services sector, and I'm excited to break down what makes this company tick. As a holding company headquartered in Minneapolis, Minnesota, they've been around since 1863, which means they've weathered just about every economic storm imaginable. They operate as a regional bank with a massive footprint, serving individuals, businesses, and institutional clients across the U.S. Today, we're going to analyze their financial health, growth prospects, and whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Stick around until the end for my final thoughts on whether USB is a buy, hold, or sell. Let's start with a closer look at who U.S. Bancorp is. With a market cap of over $84.5 billion as of the latest data, USB is one of the largest regional banks in the country. They provide a wide range of financial services, including banking, mortgage, trust, and payment services, through their network of over 2,000 branches and more than 4,000 ATMs. Under the leadership of CEO Gunjan Kedia, the company employs around 70,000 people and operates primarily in the U.S., focusing on consumer banking, wealth management, and corporate services. Their business model is built on stability and diversification, which is key for a bank of this size in the often volatile financial sector. Fun fact, they're often seen as a conservative player compared to the Wall Street giants, which could be a plus or minus depending on your investment style. Now, let's talk revenue. U.S. Bancorp has shown impressive top-line growth over the years, with their 2024 fiscal year revenue clocking in at a massive $42.7 billion, up from $40.6 billion in 2023. That's a solid increase, especially in a year where interest rates and economic uncertainty have been hot topics. Breaking it down by segment, their wealth management and investment services brought in $12.2 billion, making it the largest contributor. Consumer and small business banking added $9.3 billion, and payment services contributed $9.2 billion. Interestingly, the treasury and corporate support segment showed a negative revenue of $1 billion, which could signal some internal challenges or strategic investments not yet paying off. Geographically, their revenue is heavily concentrated in the U.S., which makes sense given their regional focus. This segmentation shows a balanced revenue stream, but I'm curious about how they'll grow these segments in a competitive market. More on that later. Moving on to earnings, U.S. Bancorp has had a mixed bag recently, but there are some bright spots. In their 2024 fiscal year, they reported a net income of $6.3 billion, which translates to an earnings per share of $3.79. That's a nice jump from 2023's net income of $5.4 billion and EPS of 3.27. However, looking back at 2021, they had a peak EPS of $5.11, so they're still recovering to those highs. The key takeaway here is that while profitability took a hit during the high interest rate environment of the past couple of years, 2024 shows signs of recovery. Recent news from Zacks also suggests USB might beat estimates in their next quarterly report, thanks to a strong earnings surprise history. That's something to keep an eye on if you're considering a position. Let's dig into some insights from their recent earnings calls and conference presentations. At the Goldman Sachs 2025 U.S. Financial Services Conference, as reported by Seeking Alpha, management highlighted their focus on digital transformation and cost efficiency. They're also doubling down on payment services, which aligns with the $9.2 billion revenue segment we discussed earlier. Another key point from the Bank Analysts Association of Boston conference in November 2025 was their confidence in navigating interest rate changes, especially with their prime lending rate adjustments to 6.75% as of December 2025. Management seems optimistic about balancing net interest margins while maintaining loan growth, a tricky but critical task in this economic climate. These comments suggest a proactive approach, but I'll reserve judgment until we see the numbers post-rate cuts. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Starting with the balance sheet, U.S. Bancorp's total assets for 2024 stood at $678.3 billion, up slightly from $663.5 billion in 2023. Their cash and cash equivalents are healthy at $56.5 billion, which provides a nice liquidity buffer. However, their debt-to-equity ratio is 1.23, which is moderate for a bank, but still indicates a reliance on borrowing, something to watch if interest rates don't come down as expected. On the income statement side, their gross profit margin is strong at 61.1%, and their net profit margin is a respectable 16.9%. Return on equity, ROE, is 11.8%, which isn't spectacular, but shows they're generating decent returns for shareholders. Lastly, their free cash flow yield of 11.5% is quite attractive, especially for dividend investors. Overall, the financials paint a picture of stability, but growth and profitability will be key to justify the current valuation. Speaking of valuation, let's see if USB is priced right. The current price-to-earnings PE ratio is 11.96, which is below the industry average of 17.14 for regional banks. That suggests USB might be undervalued compared to peers-to-peers like Northern Trust or Bank of New York Mellon, as highlighted in recent Zacks articles. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.02, which is reasonable for the sector. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts project a forward PE of 11.86 for 2025, dropping to 9.84 by 2027, indicating potential earnings growth. The dividend yield is also a juicy 3.7%, making it a compelling pick for income-focused investors. However, with a beta of 1.09, it's slightly more volatile than the market, so factor that into your risk tolerance. At a current price of $54.40, I think there's room for upside if they execute on growth, but let's dive deeper into intrinsic value later. Now, let's break down U.S. Bancorp through a SWOT analysis to understand their strategic position. Starting with strengths, USB has a solid earnings track record with consistent profitability even in tough economic conditions. Their diversified revenue streams across consumer banking, wealth management, and payment services provide stability. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on the U.S. market limits geographic diversification, and the negative revenue in treasury and corporate support raises questions about internal efficiency. Opportunities are exciting. Digital banking and fintech partnerships could drive future growth, especially as younger customers demand seamless tech solutions. Finally, threats include rising interest rates impacting net interest margins and intense competition from both traditional banks and fintech disruptors. Regulatory changes also loom large in the financial sector. Overall, USB is well positioned, but they need to innovate to stay ahead. Let's take a look at US Bancorp's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 2.02%, which isn't great, but it's up 1.74% over the past month and a strong 19.17% over the last 3 months. Looking longer term, the 6-month performance is up 19.9%, and the 1-year return is 13.26%. Over 5 years, they've delivered a 13.17% return, which lags behind the broader financial services sector's 57.84% gain over the same period. On the chart, we can see some resistance around the $55 mark, and if they break through that with positive earnings news, we could see a short-term move to $58. However, if broader market concerns or interest rate fears kick in, support around $52 could be tested. For now, the trend looks cautiously bullish, but I'm not seeing explosive momentum just yet. Now let's estimate US Bancorp's intrinsic value to see if it's truly undervalued. I've crunched the numbers using a discounted cash flow, DCF model, factoring in their free cash flow of $11.27 billion for 2024, a conservative growth rate of 3% for the next 5 years, and a discount rate of 8% based on their beta and market conditions. I've also considered terminal value using a perpetuity growth rate of 2%. This is a rough calculation, but it gives us a ballpark figure to work with. I've stress-tested it with different scenarios to account for economic uncertainty and interest rate impacts. After running the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value of around $62 per share, compared to the current market price of $54.40. That indicates a potential upside of about 14%, which aligns with the idea that USB might be undervalued. However, this assumes stable growth and no major disruptions in the banking sector. If interest rates stay elevated or loan defaults rise, that intrinsic value could drop closer to $50. So while the numbers suggest a buy opportunity, there's a bit of risk baked in. I'd recommend pairing this with your own research and risk assessment. So what's the final verdict on US Bancorp? I think USB is a solid long-term hold for conservative investors, especially those seeking dividends with that 3.7% yield. Their financials are stable, the valuation looks attractive, and recent performance shows promise. However, I'm cautious about near-term headwinds like interest rate uncertainty and competition in the digital banking space. If you're already invested, I'd hold and collect the dividend while watching for earnings beats. If you're on the fence, maybe wait for a dip below $52 to enter. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.